Masechet Kelim, Perekav Het, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about the Tum'ah status of bandages. We'll talk about two types. Number one, the Ispilanit, which is coated with all types of fatty substances like oil, like butter, wax, etc. And the Melugma, which is lined with a flour and fig paste together. Mishnah says, Ha'oseh ispilanit, somebody who makes an ispilanit, the greasy, fatty ointment bandage. Ben bebeged, ben be'or, whether he makes it out of cloth or leather, tehora, it's considered to be tahor because the grease, fat on it, stains it and makes it unusable for any other purpose. Melugma bebeged tehora. The melugma, the other type of bandage made with something not greasy, but with a little flour type of paste with figs. That type, if it's bebeged, it's pure. The beged, the paste sticks to it permanently and makes it unfit to be used. But if it was with od, if it was with leather, it could still become tameh because paste comes out of the leather. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Af bebeged teme'a mipnei shehi ninaret. It says Rashbag, he disagrees with the melugma as well. He says if the melugma is made of cloth, it could become tameh because it could be shaken off once it dries out. Once the paste dries out on it, you can remove it. You could shake it off, so the cloth is clean and fit to be used once more. So it has the ability to become tameh.